The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went off to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or of Tiberias, and a large crowd followed him. Impressed by the signs he gave by curing the sick, Jesus climbed the hillside and sat down there with his disciples. It was shortly before the Jewish feast of Passover. Looking up, Jesus saw the crowds approaching and said to Philip, "Where can we buy some bread for these people to eat?" He only said this to test Philip. He himself knew exactly what he was going to do. Philip answered, 200 denarii would only buy enough to give them a small piece each. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a small boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what is that between so many?" Jesus said to them, "Make the people sit down." There was plenty of grass there, and as many as 5,000 men sat down. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and gave them out to all who were sitting ready. He then did the same with the fish, giving out as much as was wanted. When they had eaten enough, he said to the disciples, "Pick up the pieces left over so that nothing gets wasted." So they picked them up and filled 12 hampers with scraps left over from the meal of 5 barley loaves. The people, seeing this sign that he had given, said, "This really is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, who could see they were about to come and take him by force and make him king, escaped back to the hills by himself. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ, both now and forever. Amen. Today, the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time, I want you to reflect with me on this theme: Christ, the Generous Provider. Christ, the Generous Provider. We celebrate Christ, the new Elisha, who feeds and unites us in him. Our first reading and the gospel are similar. Both of them narrate the miracles of the multiplication of bread, motivated by compassion and generosity. In our first reading, Elisha got a gift of food. However, noticing that the people were hungry, the fact is that he noticed that the people were hungry, he was moved by compassion, and he generously offered it to them. Through him, God miraculously multiplied the food. Therefore, fulfilling his prophecy, they will eat and have leftover. Coming to the second reading, Paul reminds us of the virtues that we need in order to live and survive together as a body of Christ. That is, a community and family united by one faith, one baptism, and one spirit. These virtues are charity, generosity, gentility, complete selflessness and patience towards one another. St. Paul's made it clear, if we are good Christians, we are one family, and we are to be found or clothed with these virtues. Then in the Gospel, moved by compassion for his flock, Jesus, the new Elisha, replicated the miracle of Elisha, as we saw in the first reading. He fed more than 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He was sensitive to their situation and their need. It shows that Christ cares both for our physical and spiritual needs. He feeds us with both his word and the Eucharist. There are many important lessons we can learn from today's readings, and especially from the miracles in the first reading and in the Gospel. The first is from the compassion and the generosity of both Elisha and Jesus for their flocks. Compassion moved them to generously feed their people. And so compassion is the basis of empathy and sympathy, as we even saw in the last Sunday's reading. We need it to understand what it means for others to be hungry, for others to be thirsty, sick, homeless, jobless, and lonely. In fact, we need it to be human and to be Christian. The second lesson is that God can transform something little into something great, as we saw in the reading. So we must not doubt God, as some of the disciples did. This is because our God is God of impossibilities. As Christ tells us, with God, all things are possible. So let us not have a doubt on what God can do in our lives. And St. Paul affirms that in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We are also to learn in today's readings the generosity of the little boy. The young boy is a hero in Jesus' miracle today. He generously offered what he had, and that generosity became the motivation of a great miracle for his community. From 2 fish and 5 loaves, the community was blessed with more 12 baskets of food left. This shows that at a time, or at times in our lives, God works with what we have. Let us learn from the little children to offer the little we have for the good of others. To be compassionate is to be like Christ. To be generous is to cooperate with Christ and his ministry. Christ sought the cooperation of his disciples and the community, and the little boy cooperated with what he had. When he told the community to sit down, they obeyed. When he told the disciples to share, they obeyed. When the little boy was asked to bring the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he obeyed. So we are called to emulate such spirits of obedience to the word of God. How do we respond to the needs of our community in times of need? The goods we have, our various talents, our times, our knowledge, our experiences, including our faith, are the values that we must place at the service of others. Do we do that? A generous and compassionate attitude towards others can enrich the life of many, as well as our own individual lives. When compassion and generosity embrace, great miracles always happen. And finally, through his generosity and compassion, Christ continues to work miracles in our midst. He continues to feed and nourish us physically and spiritually. During the Eucharistic celebration, during the Holy Mass, we experience the feeding of Christ and the Word. The liturgy of the Holy Eucharist is divided into 2 major parts, the institution of the word, and the institution of the Holy Eucharist. These are the major parts of the Holy Mass where we come in direct contact with God and we are fed spiritually and physically. So with the psalmist of today, let us praise Christ. And it says, because he opened wide his hands and grants our desire. You could see there is a hymn. You know, it's been a tradition to me to sing a hymn in my homily. It actually started when I was ordained, not just now. I love to sing because it's a gift and a talent which I am developing by my studies of sacred music in Rome. Today, I'm going to give you a song in my dialect, in my own language. I am from the eastern part of Nigeria, the Igbo. Most of you may have heard about the Igbo. So we have our own language. But when you go down, you see the translation of it in English. So I'm sorry if you don't speak Igbo. You will learn it today. So the song goes this way.
Jesu Christi, achicha nenyendo. Nye anyi agu inatagino ju. Ka inenye anyi nri ubochi. Ine buere anyi onwe gi. Achicha nke ndo ebi ebi. Mbe ihoro igwe mmadụ ahụ. Igwe mmadụ ike gwụrụ agụụ na-agụsike. Igwara ndị na-eso ụzọ gị si ka ha nye ha ihe. Nye ha ihe. Nye ha ihe. Nye ahihe ka ha rie. Inye juru ndị agụụ na-agụ afọ. Ogbe achịcha ise n'azụ abụọ. Izuru puku mmadụ ise. Ohoho Jesu na ndị ogbenye. Jesu Christi, achicha na-enye ndụ. Nye anyị agụụ ịnata gị n'oju. Ka ị na-enye anyị nri ụbọchị. Ị na-ekpughere anyị onwe gị. Achịcha nke ndụ ebi ebi.
Thank you for your attention to this wonderful thing.